House Republicans at the state capitol are pushing a plan to eliminate the city sales tax on groceries in Arizona. It's a proposal that was met with skepticism from some, including Arizona Republic columnist Lori Roberts, who argues in a recent op-ed that it is more likely a move like this would hurt rural cities than help many consumers who are strapped for cash as prices on everything from eggs to milk go up. Here to talk more about why is editorial page editor Elvia Diaz, who joins us on Mondays. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so this does not seem like a bad idea on its face. Like, you know, prices of groceries are going up. This would help a lot of working families, it sounds like, right?
Well, yes, on its face, it's not. I mean, we're talking about food tax in Arizona and everywhere. We're so expensive right now, you know, because of inflation. So when you talk about getting rid of a food tax, I think you will have a lot of Arizonans, you know, asking themselves, why do we still do that? And that's because not everyone in Arizona is paying that. So no, of course not. You know, in principle, it's really good, just like any other proposal. You know, a rental tax comes to mind, for instance, right? I mean, it's just astronomical in that regard. So yes, and especially when you're talking about the poor, and it hurts those the most.
How much would this save people who, you know, it does apply to it? It doesn't apply to lots of people already.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about the history of this or who does it, right? Not everyone in Arizona are paying the food tax. So you only pay it depending on where you live or depending on where you shop. That's because not every city in Arizona has this, right? And it happens that the largest city in the state, you know, Phoenix, for instance, do not charge the tax on food. So it really depends where you shop. So it's mostly rural Arizona or the surrounding areas that will impose this. So for the average consumer, so you're talking a few dollars, right? If you sense here, because also not everyone is paying the same tax. That the rate for each city, it's different. So you will be saving a little bit if you shop in Tempe, for instance, and it will be different if you shop in other rural cities across the state, right? So it really depends. But when you are talking about that eggs are costing an arm and a leg, then anything helps.
Right, right. I mean, even if it's a couple of dollars, it would help. So Lori's arguing mainly here that this would end up hurting cities, rural cities, as you point out. Why?
Well, because it's a sure revenue stream that the cities use to pay for other services, you know, they for fire, for, you know, for parks, for general fund kind of stuff. So yeah, they collect millions of dollars. So when you're talking about how much money is it really going to save you if you are the average consumer, again, if you're looking at one product, it may not save you a lot. In the long run, it's saving you a little bit, but for cities that rely on that revenue stream, we're talking about, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. So that's a pretty large revenue stream for cities who still do the tax.
Yeah. I want to also talk about the flat tax and how that plays into this. So the Republican legislature and Republican Governor Doug Ducey passed a flat tax that mean now that everyone is paying a low tax rate, whether you make $40,000 a year or $4 million a year, right? How does that factor in here?
Well, it does, because every time that you cut tax on something, if you lose the revenue and you had been used to getting that kind of money to pay for basic services, you have to find the money elsewhere. So, and in this case, you know, the state already set that precisely that the way that you said it, meaning that some people are not going to be paying as much. Therefore, you know, the state and everyone else is losing that kind of money. So you have to replace it somehow. But we do have to talk about the merits of this, Lauren. And and I do, you know, just like we were discussing at the beginning, I think there are many things going on here. You know, Republicans always want to be cutting taxes, just like they did with a flat tax, right? Democrats do not even want to talk about it at all. And so there is always this roadblock to even discussing the merits of whether a food tax makes sense. I mean, if you think about it, why should people who shop in Phoenix be getting the break and not people who shop elsewhere, right?
Right.
So that's one thing, you know, the merit of the proposal itself that we can't even begin to discuss whether it is good or not, right? Democrats are saying, oh, no, absolutely not. We cannot even discuss this. And Republicans, you know, every single time, just doing good with their base, right? Proposing to cut taxes wherever they can. Mm.
So to you, this comes down to another kind of problem with the way we do government.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we really are talking about the power of our city's autonomy. And I think that this is where I believe it is important to discuss this, you know, and if it progresses, you know, this is a Republican proposal that is, you know, making its way through the process. It's already, you know, approved. It already passed one of those committees. So if it goes through, it is something that we as a board and, you know, and as a state, we should discuss it. We're talking about power here. So the state wants to tell the cities what to do. And that's why, you know, it is important to talk about the autonomy of each individual city. Let them decide whatever they want to do with their residents. Take it up at the local level, for instance. On the other hand, you have, again, the Democrats not wanting to even discuss the merits of this. Hmm.
So, I mean, there's a long history of that as well in our legislature. And we've seen this, it seems, every session. There are bills that pop up and some that pass that, you know, do this, that pit cities against the state.
Every single time. And when it comes to taxes, you know, that's one of them. You know, one thing that I should have mentioned at the beginning is that, you know, residents or consumers, you know, do not pay taxes, sales taxes for the state, right? So we really are only talking about individual cities. And again, because a large city is already exempt that tax, we don't pay that. We're talking about the majority of rural cities that are actually relying on the tax. So yes, it's about state government wanting to tell cities what to do. And that should be, in principle, that should be up to the local level and give them the power to do that. But then again, if you have Democrats that do not even want to consider the merits of taxes, then when are we going to have the discussion? So yeah, you're absolutely right. We're talking about governance here. Hmm.
And we will continue that conversation, I'm sure, as we go on. Editorial page editor at the Arizona Republic, Elvia Diaz, joining us as she does on Mondays. Elvia, thank you so much.
Thank you.